98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. President Biden explains his decision to leave the race. We have the story.
One person injured in a mini bike crash in South Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. Comcare Children's Services will be moving soon. We'll tell you where and how soon that move will occur coming up.
President Biden says he's putting democracy above personal ambition in an address explaining his decision to end his re-election campaign.
There is a time and a place for long years of experience in public office, President Biden says.
There's also a time and a place for new voices, fresh voices, yes, younger voices.
The president says he believes his record and vision for the country did merit a second term.
But nothing can come in the way of saving our democracy. That includes personal ambition.
In his final 6 months in office, President Biden says he's committed to keep working on bringing down costs, addressing the climate crisis, and ending the war in Gaza by seeing the release of Israeli hostages. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Former President Donald Trump rallied in North Carolina yesterday with his eye on a new election opponent.
Former President Trump is refocusing his attacks now on Vice President Kamala Harris, his likely general election opponent. He says he will beat her in November.
Lion Kamala Harris has been the ultra-liberal driving force behind every single Biden catastrophe. She is a radical left lunatic who will destroy our country.
Vice President Harris has seen record fundraising in the days since getting President Biden's endorsement. But former President Trump says it won't last because all she touches is, in his words, a disaster. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
One person was critically injured in a crash in southwest Wichita last night. Sedgwick County Dispatch received a call just before 10 p.m. The report of a single vehicle crash at West 50th and South Seneca. The victim believed to be a juvenile. The vehicle is similar to a mini bike.
Sedgwick County Commissioners have approved a lease agreement for a new home for Comcare Children's Services.
The county will lease 35,000 square feet of space at Brittany Sitter at 1938 North Woodlawn. Their current leases at 350 South Broadway and 329 South Topeka are expiring, and the county must vacate by the end of August. The county has been looking for new office space after being notified in January that their current leases would not be renewed. Commissioner Jim Howell says he doesn't like that county services are continuously moving.
In my personal opinion, I really wish we would be moving towards a purchase. I know this isn't the building that Comcare wanted.
The Brittany Center lease will cost the county $507,500 annually for the first 3 years, with increases after that. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's address to Congress Wednesday was met with crowds of protesters inside and outside the Capitol. Fox's Christina Coleman has more.
Thousands of anti-Israel protesters who are upset over the war in Gaza following Hamas's attack on Israel protested near the Capitol building. Some of the protesters took down and burned U.S. flags and then replaced them with Palestinian flags outside Union Station. Now, during his address to Congress, Netanyahu had this message for the protesters wreaking havoc on the streets.
When the tyrants of Tehran, who hang gays from cranes and murder women for not covering their hair, are praising, promoting, and funding you, you have officially become Iran's useful idiots.
And some of the protesters also clashed with police. It's unclear how many of them were arrested.
Vice President Kamala Harris was absent from the speech because of previous travel commitments. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
One of the big annual baseball events in the Wichita sports calendar begins tonight, and we'll preview that coming up in sports.
Two new bears at the Sedgwick County Zoo. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. The Sedgwick County Zoo announces that it has received two baby black bears. The bears could be ready for public viewing as soon as Monday. The cubs are twins, a brother and sister from Oregon. The mother died in a shooting incident, leaving them orphans.
Three teenagers are charged in the murder of a single mom hit by her own SUV during a cracking in Ohio.
The trio charged in the murder of 29-year-old Alexis Stakely. She had left her son in the car for a moment to run back into the babysitter's house to retrieve an item. Columbus cops say the three teens jumped in the car and put it in gear. They say a screaming Stakely jumped on the hood to get them to stop, but they continued to speed away, killing her. The child was recovered unharmed in the abandoned car not far away. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Transgender cyclists took the top three spots in a women's relay championship in Washington State, and that has some fuming.
The annual Mary Moore Grand Prix taking place at the Jerry Baker Memorial Velodrome with at least three transgender athletes taking part in the two-person relay. Independent Law Center Director Mae Mailman telling Fox News Digital the competition's joke, saying males accelerate 20% faster and are 30% stronger than women with similar body mass. Several cycling organizations had put in restrictions and regulations on transgender athletes. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
How about a six-pack of beer commemorating the assassination attempt of former President Trump?
Conservative Dad's Ultra-Right Beer is releasing a limited edition can this week that features former President Trump's iconic fist bump image after his assassination attempt. The company's previous limited edition beer with Trump's mugshot became the most collected beer can of 2023, resold for hundreds of dollars on eBay. Company founder Seth Weathers predicts this new fist bump limited edition will be even more popular. The cans will come in a six-pack and are being sold on the company's website for $25 plus shipping. Conservative Dad's Ultra-Right Beer says it's made in America and is 100% woke-free. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Things in traffic right now on the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras looking pretty good for the most part. Really not seeing traffic moving all that slowly on the highways right now. Definitely some good news there. Things moving right along here in Wichita. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Trackers reforecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve and Ted. How we doing?
Great. And
amazing.
Amazingly well. Yes.
Well, you know what? Especially since there really hasn't been much change to our weather, right? Safe to say a kind of Groundhog Day kind of forecast every day. It's, you know, hot, sunny, and then we just do it again the next day. So we'll continue down this road of not really seeing too much change other than things getting hotter before they turn cooler. So I'm expecting 90s the rest of the week, and we may need to see some heat alerts return to the area by the time we get into next week. I'll explain exactly why. But first, let's start with the beginning of that forecast. Mostly sunny skies today. We're still seeing some of that wildfire smoke make its way into the Sunflower State. That does include the Wichita area, where we're not necessarily seeing bright blue sky, but still that filtered sunshine, that kind of milky, hazy hue to the sky. So just be prepared to see that again. 96 degrees for the high, though. Skies are going to stay clear tonight. Winds remaining light as we dip down to 69. A little bit more of a breeze tomorrow. That wind, though, should help kind of move around and push around that hot air, though, as we see a southeasterly breeze get up to 10 to 20 miles an hour. Still going to be hot, though, with a high of 95. A few more clouds moving in late Friday night heading into Saturday. This is going to lead to some slightly cooler temps, where Saturday just not going to be as hot with a high of 90. That's also going to lead to a 10% chance of a shower or storm as well, as we see a little bit more cloud cover roll in. Another 10% chance of rain on Sunday, but I would not expect to see much rainfall this weekend. Now, by the time we get into next week, 99 degrees on Monday, 100 on Tuesday, and 101 on Wednesday. Now, we still need to factor in the humidity, too, so it's likely going to feel hotter than those high temperatures between Monday and Wednesday, and that's why I wouldn't be surprised to at least see a heat advisory get issued by the time we get to the early part of next week. Right now, we're at 69 degrees, not much cloud cover, and winds are calm.
We have wildfires, forest fires up in Idaho and Oregon or Utah, and also in southern Canada as well. apparently some that's hot and dry up there. They're having their fires, huh?
Yeah, and until that all that gets situated and getting once all that is under control as well, you know, we can expect to not only see that haze in our sky, but at times even, you know, noticing a smoky smell in the air.
How about that? All right. Thank you, Ronell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. Steve and Ted of the morning here on KNSS, 7:14 on this Thursday morning. July 25th, we had a sunny, hot day across central Kansas Wednesday. Yesterday's high temperature was 94 degrees. Normal high for the date, 93, so that's what we get in July in this part of the world. On this date in 1992, hail as large as grapefruit smashed the windows of several cars 9.5 miles northeast of Scott City out in western Kansas. How about that size of grapefruits? That's a good size of hailstone.
Don't want to be underneath that.
Nope. All right, let's see what happened on this date back in 1960. A Woolworth store in Greensboro, North Carolina, that had been the scene of nearly 6 months of sit-in protests against its whites-only lunch counter, dropped its segregation policy. They said, nope, we're not going to have that policy anymore. So there you go. That was 1960. And today's
birth. And even though that receives a lot of notoriety, that was after the Dockham sit-ins here in Wichita.
The Dockham sit-ins, I think, were in 58.
In the late 50s. Yep.
That's the one, this one gets the most attention, though. Elizabeth Francis is having a birthday today. Who's Elizabeth Francis?
Tell me.
The oldest living American.
She
is 114 today.
Bless her heart.
Bless her heart. Liz, have a good day.
There
you go.
Big fan of William Howard Taft.
Yeah. Among others, yes. Comic-Con International, the comic book and pop culture extravaganza, kicking off in San Diego, the convention. It's always in San Diego, isn't it? It draws more than 130,000 fans annually.
It's a big event.
Runs through Sunday. Actors, filmmakers, comic book authors, illustrators, and more making their way to the San Diego Convention Center and the several official and unofficial event locations for a weekend brimming with programming. Fans can expect the weekend to be centered around Marvel, given his this week's release of the tightly anticipated Deadpool and Wolverine movie, which I can't wait to see. Several celebrities will make appearances and speak on panels at Comic-Con. You going?
Nah, I'll be right here.
Yes, and I gotta go to Comic-Con. Again this year, I'm going to miss it, I guess. 7:16 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It is sports time with Ted Woodward, sir.
And we did have another basketball night last night in Wichita, the 11th annual TBT, the basketball tournament, the $1 million winner-take-all summer tournament being held in a Wichita regional at Coke Arena on the campus of Wichita State. 2,700 fans showed up last night, a lot of them rooting for their former KU players who are playing as Mass Street. Round of 16 of the TBT, third-round play in the regional final. KU alums, Mass Street, taking on Colorado alums, Team Colorado. Mass Street had an 11-point lead late in the game. Looked pretty good for the KU alums, but then they went ice cold from the field, and Team Colorado came back and won that game 84-81. It's Team Colorado that wins the Wichita Regional, advances into the quarterfinals of the TBT. Team Colorado was just spoiled everyone's time, except for themselves. Of course, in the first round, they beat the K-State alums, Purple Rain. Then in the second round, they beat the Wichita State alums, the Aftershocks. Then in the third round, they beat the KU alums, Mass Street.
Well,
all those Kansas fans went home sad because they lost to Team Colorado.
Yeah.
Those Buffaloes, they were tough. And they will move on into the quarterfinals of the TBT. All right, another big event in the Wichita sports calendar begins tonight. It's the 90th annual National Baseball Congress World Series taking place at X Stadium on the campus of Wichita State, as 16 teams will vie for this year's championship. Opening night tonight with two games on tap as we begin pool play on day one of competition for 10 days at the National Baseball Congress World Series. First game up at 6 o'clock this evening. The defending champion, Hutchinson Monarchs, take on top prospect of Texas. Late game at 8:30 tonight, the Seattle Studs against Tulsa Sandlot. Off and running on the NBC World Series starting tonight. Let's go to Major League Baseball and check in with the Minnesota Twins at home yesterday, hosting the Philadelphia Phillies, the top team in the Major Leagues. And the Minnesota Twins get the win. And former Wichita Wind Surge players helping out all over the place, including the Twins' designated hitter, Matt Wallner. The action on Valley Sports North.
Matt Wallner sends it high and deep to right center. Back it goes and gone. Second deck blast for the pride of Forest Lake, his fourth homer, and the Twins take a 1-0 lead.
Matt Wallner with the home run. Also, David Festa, who's just been called up to the Twins from the Wind Surge, came out of the bullpen, worked 4 1/3 innings, only gave up 1 run, 7 strikeouts. And another former Surge pitcher, Cole Sands, working a scoreless 8th inning with 2 strikeouts. He's got a 3.3 earned run average. The Twins beat the Phillies 5-4, taking 2 out of 3 from the top team in the big leagues. The Minnesota Twins right now with a 2-game lead for a wild card spot over the Boston Red Sox in the American League standings. Not so good news for the Kansas City Royals nor the Wichita Wind Surge. Both give up huge runs late in the game against their bullpens and both lose. The Wichita Wind Surge giving up 4 runs in the bottom of the 8th inning in a tie game and fall 7-4 at Amarillo. Wichita has lost 11 of 12 road games now. Kansas City Royals had a 4-3 lead in the 9th inning and blew it, giving up 5 runs in the top of the 9th. Arizona beats the Royals 8-6, back-to-back losses for the Royals, who have an off day today. Got a good birthday today. Alvin Kamara is 29 years old. Great running back for the New Orleans Saints. A guy that played at Hutchinson Community College a decade ago.
How about that?
Yeah. Guy that was a third-round draft pick by New Orleans. Was the NFL Rookie of the Year. His first 5 years in the league, he went to the Pro Bowl. Of course, he transferred from Alabama to Hutchinson Community College, where his 1 year with the Blue Dragons, he piled up 1,400 total yards, 21 touchdowns, and was a JUCO All-American, and made his way to Tennessee.
There you go.
He holds 7 franchise records for the New Orleans Saints, including 6 rushing touchdowns in 1 game.
Wow.
Tying the NFL record that was set by Ernie Nevers for the Chicago Cardinals on Thanksgiving Day, 1929.
Ernie Nevers.
Okay. Ernie Nevers. Alvin Kamara is the other guy that has scored 6 rushing touchdowns in 1 game in the NFL.
Oh.
So you look at a guy like Alvin Kamara. A decade ago, he's playing for Hutchinson Community College. 10 years later, he's earned $43 million playing in the National Football League.
Wow.
Yeah. It's his birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Alvin Kamara, he is 29 years old.
He's only 29 years old.
Yeah. How about that?
Okay.
Well, when you're 29 and you're a running back in the NFL, your career is on the downside.
Oh, yeah, so, pretty close to the end.
But he's still a very productive player in the league, and the New Orleans Saints, he's probably the greatest running back in New Orleans Saints history.
Well, how about that?
Let's just go ahead and put that out there. All right, the former Hutchinson Blue Dragon, it's his birthday. He's 29 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
7:22 now. Keep it here for a house call for health. Some concerns over the potential reclassification of marijuana. That's coming up. Steven's Hit in the Morning here on KNSS.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steven Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 on a Thursday morning, 73 degrees now. President Biden addresses the nation from the Oval Office after dropping out of the 2024 presidential race.
Nowhere else on earth could a kid with a stutter from modest beginnings in Scranton, Pennsylvania, Claymont, Delaware, one day sit behind the Resolute desk in the Oval Office as President of the United States. But here I am.
And the president expressed his support for Vice President Harris in seeking the presidency.
I'd like to thank our great Vice President Kamala Harris. She's experienced. She's tough. She's capable. She's been an incredible partner to me and a leader for our country.
A teenager has pleaded no contest in the fatal shooting of a 14-year-old boy inside a Wichita mall 2 years ago.
The Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office said 18-year-old Tobias Robinson on Tuesday pleaded no contest to second-degree murder, attempted second-degree murder, and aggravated battery. He was originally charged with first-degree murder and criminal use of a weapon by a juvenile in the killing of Trinjavius Hutton at Townies Square on March 18th of 2022. The suspect surrendered outside of the mall when he saw police. Officers found a handgun on him along with a 30-round magazine. David J. Hensley, KNSS News.
Robinson is scheduled to be sentenced September 12th.
The Missouri Supreme Court has halted the immediate release of a man whose murder conviction was overturned just as the man was about to walk free. A St. Louis Circuit Court judge had ordered Christopher Dunn to be released by 6 p.m. Wednesday and threatened the prison warden with contempt if Dunn remained imprisoned. But the attorney general has been fighting Dunn's release. Dunn was signing paperwork to be released when the Missouri Supreme Court issued a stay, putting his release on hold. His wife was en route to pick him up.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu delivered an address to Congress defending the war in Gaza as protesters descended onto Washington, D.C. Fox's Chad Pergram with details from Capitol Hill.
Benjamin Netanyahu had one message for lawmakers as they stare at a common enemy, Iran.
This is not a clash of civilizations. It's a clash between barbarism and civilization.
Netanyahu defended Israel over how it's fighting Hamas. While protests raged outside, a different form of demonstration boiled inside. Dozens of congressional Democrats skipped the speech in protest. The Senate's top Democrat attended grudgingly. Palestinian-American and Michigan Democrat Rashida Tlaib wielded a sign reading, "War criminal on one side, guilty of genocide on the other."
During his speech, Netanyahu talked about those protesting the war, calling them useful idiots for Iran.
The Bitcoin conference kicks off today and is expected to bring political heavyweights.
The largest cryptocurrency could get a boost as the Bitcoin 2024 conference kicks off in Nashville. Celebrities, high-powered business executives, and politicians will flood the event. Former President Donald Trump, who in recent months has tried to position himself as an ally of the crypto industry, is headlining the event with a speech scheduled for Saturday night. He'll also host a campaign fundraiser on the sidelines of the conference. Featured speakers throughout the event besides the former president include Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Russell Brand, Edward Snowden, Donald Trump Jr., and Senator Marsha Blackburn, among others. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Well, the Democratic National Convention kicks off next month, and the Democratic Party is getting closer to formalizing its nominee.
The Democratic National Committee is finalizing plans to hold a virtual roll call to select the party's nominee as early as August 1st. Any Democrats hoping to challenge Vice President Kamala Harris must file with the DNC by July 30th. The eventual nominee will have until August 7th to select a running mate. The DNC convention begins on August 19th in Chicago. Meanwhile, President Biden finally addressing the American people after being pushed out of the 2024 race by his own party. But he is not done just yet. Biden says he will finish out his full term. Brooke Singman, Fox News.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation has secured an arrest warrant for the man who fired multiple rounds in a public park in Minneapolis, Kansas, and was shot by responding Kansas Highway Patrol troopers. Wichita police arrested 46-year-old Artemis Thor Peck of Minneapolis Wednesday morning as he was released from Wesley Medical Center. Peck was arrested on an Ottawa County warrant for attempted capital murder and attempted second-degree murder. He was transported to the Mitchell County Jail. Let's take a look at the forecast now with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
For your Thursday, we're going to hit the repeat button. Mostly sunny skies, toasty high of 96 degrees. A southerly wind still going to be pretty light, only at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Skies are going to stay clear after dark as we dip back down to 69. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
And it's 7:34 here on this Thursday morning, July 25th. Steve and Ted in the morning. This weekend, the 27th, is that Saturday? Yeah, Saturday. At 10 a.m., Veterans Memorial Park in Wichita will host a brief commemoration on the anniversary of the Korean War Armistice. With us this morning is a gentleman who's going to be the master of ceremonies at that event, and that is veteran Tom Huxtable. Tom, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you keeping cool? Got the air conditioner going these days?
Oh, yeah. Couldn't do without that.
these memorials got coming up this weekend. I'm doing a lot of study about our military, and it seems to me that, of course, World War II, it gets a lot of attention. Vietnam gets a lot of attention. Korea sometimes is almost like a forgotten war, but that was quite a conflict. Went on for a couple of 3 years and quite a few.
Went on for just a little over 3 years. And as a matter of fact, it's been referred to as the forgotten war. So you were exactly right on that.
Tom, did you serve in that war?
No, I was between Korea and Vietnam.
Okay.
I was in the Marine Corps from 1957 to 1960. And I'm one of the fortunate guys that there was no fighting going on while I was in. And friends of mine that were in Vietnam have convinced me that I'm one of the lucky ones.
Well, what's going to go on Saturday? What exactly is the agenda on that Saturday?
Well, we'll begin with a presentation of the colors and we have buglers and we will say the Pledge of Allegiance and then I will have a brief talk about the Korean War and the armistice. We will have buglers that will play taps, and there will be a presentation of a wreath memorializing the event.
And that's the Veterans Memorial Park. For those who don't know where that is, can you give us an idea where that? I know where it is, but I've been there a couple of times. But it's right downtown. Tell us where it is.
Well, let's go from Waco and 2nd Street.
Yeah.
If you continue west, at that point, the street actually becomes named Veterans Parkway.
Okay.
And it forces you to turn right. And then as you continue, on your left is Veterans Park. A lot of people are familiar with the flag pavilion and know that there are some things over there in the trees. It's really one of the, we've had people from out of state come through and look at it and say, you know what, outside of Washington, D.C., this is one of the nicest veterans parks they've ever seen.
Well, sir,
we have memorials to different groups and different conflicts, and that's a little different than a lot of places who have one memorial memorializing everything.
Yeah. We were down there, my son and I, because a couple of years ago on Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. He's a veteran now, and seems like it was raining that day. And we just walked around and we saw there's several different things to see down there. And it was quite moving. It's quite a place.
It really is. It's the park department actually takes care of the maintenance of it, and they really do an excellent job. The employees have asked to be able to continue maintaining it themselves, and they make sure that before every major program that we have, they always make sure that the grass is mowed, it's trimmed, that things are picked up. They really do a nice job.
Okay, July 27th, National Korean War Veterans Armistice Day, a national day of recognition to commemorate the more than 35,000 U.S. service members who lost their lives during the Korean War. And we often think about Father Capon, who served in the Korean War as well. And
yes.
That's important to so many of us around here. And, it should be interesting. Starts at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. It's amazing after all these years, Tom, we still have a border there between North and South Korea, and we still have to stand watch because you never know when that knucklehead in North Korea is going to do something stupid.
Yeah, that's right. People don't realize that A, it was an undeclared war, and B, at the end of it, there was an armistice, which was a military document, and it was not signed by any nation. And that armistice is still in effect.
Mm.
So technically, there's still a war going on.
Wow. Well, Tom, hey, thanks for being with us this morning, and we hope you have a I know you're going to have, well, good weather as far as no rain is concerned. It's going to be a little toasty out there, but.
It is Kansas, and it's July. What is it we expect?
Right.
I mean, come on.
All right, Tom. Hey, thanks. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much, and let me invite everyone to come down.
You bet. Of course, it's free and open to the public. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Tom. Tom Huxtable, the veteran, talking about the Korean Memorial this weekend at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning.
Yeah, it won't be too bad temperature-wise at 10 o'clock in the morning.
10 o'clock, yeah, not too bad yet.
It'll be all right.
All right, coming up, we've got Boeing's takeover of Spirit may end a Bell military contract. That's coming up on the Wichita Business Journal Update with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS 746 now. Three big things.
Three.
Sedgwick County Commission approves lease for a new home for ComCare Children's Services.
Two.
Juvenile injured in a mini bike accident in southwest Wichita.
One.
President Biden says he dropped out of the presidential race to put democracy above ambition. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
North and southbound traffic especially affected after that injury traffic accident, Harry and Rock Road. Just continue to expect a slowdown in that area. Taking a look at those Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras, a little bit of a slowdown right now. Southbound on I-135 right there at the North Junction. But for the most part, things looking good out there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and hot again today with a high of 96 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 71. And then on Friday, sunny and hot again. Tomorrow's high, 93 degrees. Now a clear sky, southwest wind at 6 miles per hour. 73 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Summer has started, and you know what that means. The sun will be out in full force. Whether it's for gardening or golfing, game time or lake time, Hatman Jack's will make sure you're protected from the sun's rays. Hatman Jack's is open Tuesday through Saturday at 601 West Douglas at the Clock Tower in Delano. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, and we had a tough day for tech stocks on Wall Street Wednesday. The S&P and NASDAQ had their worst days since 2022.
Tesla stock plunging 12% after quarterly results from the EV maker missed expectations for earnings and free cash flow. Alphabet delivering an earnings and revenue beat. However, its shares fell over 5% after the Google parent poured more money than analysts were expecting into its AI and cloud computing systems. The Dow winners, Amgen, Johnson & Johnson and United Health Group. The Dow decliners, Microsoft, Home Depot and Visa. The Dow falling 504 points. The NASDAQ down 650. S&P 500 lower by 129. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
The Justice Department has filed an agreement in which Boeing will plead guilty to a fraud charge for misleading regulators who approved the 737 MAX jetliner before two of the planes crashed, killing 346 people. The detailed plea agreement was filed Wednesday in federal court in Texas. And Ford Motor Company, second quarter net income fell 4.7% from a year ago as the company's combustible engine unit saw pre-tax profits decline due to stubbornly high warranty costs.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. As industry leaders ponder the future of Spirit AeroSystems defense portfolio after its sale to Boeing, Textron's Bell Division is expected to find a new supplier for work on its future long-range assault aircraft for the U.S. Army. In Wichita, Spirit builds the fuselage on the V-280 Valor for Bell's FLRAA program. It's considered to be one of the most important defense programs to the local economy. After the closure of Boeing's acquisition, which is expected in the middle of next year, Aviation Week reporting today that Texas-based Bell is likely to either search for a different company to build the fuselages or take on the work itself.
A prominent national publication has again highlighted multiple Wichita-based financial institutions as among the best in Kansas. For the fourth year in a row, Forbes named Emprise Bank to its America's Best Banks in Each State list, which also includes Interest Bank. Meritrust Credit Union made the America's Best Credit Unions in Each State rankings for the third straight year. Emprise Bank came in number 3 on the bank-specific list for Kansas, with Security Bank of Kansas City in the number 1 spot. And that's a look at local business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. Well, Ted, this drought is continuing. And I was just looking at our webpage. Of course, it's got our webpage, by the way, has, you can see, well, let me see. I'll just pull it up here and I'll describe it to you. Anyway, if you've never been there, it shows, it's got a lot of weather information. I'll just put it that way. And also, I'm looking at the National Weather Service webpage today, and they have a 7-day forecast out there. I'm not seeing anything but hot, hot, hot. Clear through next Monday at least,
nope,
and beyond that.
So this on into next week.
This weekend's going to be good and warm. I don't know if I'm going to get out and mow my grass or not. If I do, I'm going to do it early in the morning. You pointed out that Korean commemoration on Saturday at 10 o'clock should be okay, but about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, they probably don't want to be
done before the heat of the day.
So
I have noticed that the lawns in my neighborhood aren't growing like they were back in May and June.
No.
Look at them now and like, boy.
Yeah.
Nobody's mowed in a while. It still doesn't look too bad. Nothing's growing like it was a couple months ago.
That's why I got a couple of brown spots. I don't know what's going on in my yard. But, you know, over the years, you get later in the summer and early fall in this part of the state, this part of the country, and the grass will turn. It'll fade. It'll go to a nice brown color, usually, if you don't, you know, if there's not a lot of rain. So, yeah. So what's going to happen? Mandatory watering. Do we have that several years ago? You remember?
Yeah, we've had it before.
We had it a couple of times, or at least once. And people just watering one day a week, and nobody, the city is saying, don't plant any trees this fall, or, you know, other big shrubs, things like that. So, yeah. If we don't do it voluntarily, the city's going to come in and tell us to do it, how to do it. I concluded an issues interview yesterday with City Manager Robert Layton.
Mm-hmm.
And the show will go on this weekend, but I record him at midweek, and we were talking. There was quite a bit in there about the water situation.
It's and a huge concern.
A lot about the new water plant that's coming on. Of course, there's a new sewer plant. And that water plant, Bob told me, you know, unless you get some water, you've got to get water running through it for a while before you can really get it up and going. So he's looking at maybe April of next year, you know, if we can get some water coming from Lake Cheney. If the drought continues, who knows? Anyway, this is the kind of thing that my late brother lived in California for a time, and they were conserving water there back in the 70s and 80s. And, of course, they had drought going on. And I saw some pretty interesting things about conserving shower water and putting it on plants, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's, I kind of drilled home to how valuable water is and can be to a community. We just got to get some rain. That's all.
Of course, one of our safeguards against this was that recharging the Equus beds stuff with that facility we built on the south side of town. Thought that was supposed to be one of our.
I think we Equus beds apparently okay.
Safeguards against something like this.
You know, and I was thinking about that. I didn't
making
ask,
things dire.
I didn't ask Bob about that, but that's a unique
because
program.
Used to Wichita, the city of Wichita talked about that all the time.
Yeah.
You never hear him mention it anymore. I hope it's still.
I think it's still working.
Part of the process.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's turn to something else. Today is National Merry-Go-Round Day. Recognizing the amusement role associated with carnival music, and the merry-go-round is one of the oldest amusement rides. Also known as the carousel, the merry-go-round rotates on a circular platform around a pole. Of course, there was a musical carousel, right?
I love a good carousel.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Rodgers and Hammerstein. And the former Joyland Carousel, a popular attraction at Wichita's Botanica, moved down there several years ago. Our good friend.
Every time I'm there, I ride it.
I try to as well. Get on there with my grandkids and...
It's a treat.
Ride the merry-go-round.
Part of Wichita history.
All right, 7:55, Steve and Ted. Coming up to the 8 o'clock hour this morning, stay with Steve and Ted. We have President Biden explaining why he is not running for re-election. Ted has sports on the way.
Yeah, more basketball last night at the TBT at Coke Arena. And the last team from Kansas still trying to advance. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news. We've got the blur.
Yeah, this might be a blue ribbon edition.
Oh, really?
Especially when it comes to music. We've got a lot of good music items today in entertainment news in the Blur. You don't want to miss it. That'll be at 8:35 this morning.
And traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.